In James chapter 1 and verse number 4, I read something to you on the 31st. But let patience have her perfect work, that she may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. That means you're lacking in nothing. He says that she may be perfect and entire. That means completely sound, lacking nothing. That's wonderful. Perfect and entire. And I shared with you on the word completeness, which is a state of being complete. And I showed you three important synonyms in the Bible. The first one, the first word you saw there, in the word perfect, teleos. And the second one, translated entire, holokleros. And then the third one, you find in Colossians chapter 4 and verse number 12, where he first mentions the first one that we talked about. Epaphras, who is one of you, a servant of Christ, saluted you, always laboring fervently for you in prayers, that he may stand perfect and complete. First word is perfect, which is the one we already talked about, teleos. And we majored on that in 2020, the year of perfection. We majored on teleos. And then we come to 2025, and here we see the word theroo for the word complete that you're seeing there. Complete. And this word is important because of the implications. First, it's a verb. It means to make full, to fill up, to cause to abound like you furnish with, to supply fully. It also means to fill to the top, to fill to the top, so that nothing is lacking, to fill to full measure. Then thirdly, it means to carry through to the end, like you're doing something to accomplish an endeavor to completion. Some undertaking. It also means to carry into effect, to bring something to realization. Matters of duty, to perform, to execute, to carry out something. It also means to fulfill your promises. There are people who don't fulfill their promises. This year, you must change. It's a year of completeness, the year of pleroo. It means it's a year of fulfilling your sayings. Fulfill your promises. God doesn't like it If you want God to fulfill his word to you, you must learn to fulfill your word to others. So it means fulfilling, bringing to realization your sayings, your promises, including bringing to pass prophecies. Prophecies. Fulfilling God's word. Plero means to fulfill. See? So we talked about being filling to the full, making full. It also means fulfilling. As you would bring to pass. Prophetic utterances or prophetic writings as given by the prophets. So these things are important for us to understand for the year 2025 is the year of completeness. And I shared with you these four vital elements for the year. Number one, I said, acknowledging and walking in the fullness of the blessings of the gospel. Acknowledging and walking in the fullness of the blessings of the gospel. You have to know them. You have to acknowledge the blessings of the gospel. The fullness of the blessings. You have to acknowledge what the blessings are. What are the blessings of the gospel of Jesus Christ? You have to acknowledge them. You have to walk in them. You have to know that it is even possible. And I shared with you several scriptures to let you know that not only are they available to us, it is possible to actually walk in them. Now, there are those who ignorantly think or even say or preach that it can't be done. That's not true. That's not true. That's like saying that Jesus died for nothing. That's not true. Believe God's word and believe it fully. So you must acknowledge and walk in the fullness of the blessings of the gospel. And these are things that we teach in our churches. And that's why I say it's important to go to church, because there's nowhere else they're going to teach you such things. How are they going to? You're not going to find them on the newspapers. You're not going to find them with the news stations of the world or from the actors and actresses of Hollywood or Nollywood or Bollywood or the woods. They will never teach you God's word. So it's important for you to go to the house of God, the ground and pillar of truth. Go to God's house and hear the word of God. Hear the word of God. Be taught the word of God. And make sure this year you make up your mind you're going to participate in the Your Love World specials. These are special programs where we teach God's word continuously. We take several days at a time, and we always announce the dates. So you can watch and participate from your convenience, in your home, in your office, in your school, in your car, wherever. So don't miss the programs for this year. They're specially designed for you, to help you in your journey of faith, in your journey in Christ. So every day is a journey. You're moving from one position to another, from one level of glory to another. And you want to do it successfully. God's word is the guide. So number two, I talked to you about walking in the fullness of Him. Walking, living in the fullness of Christ. Do you know there's such a thing as the fullness of Christ? The fullness of Christ. Being replete with Christ. Being full of Christ. Your whole spirit, soul, and body. Being full of Christ. Your whole mentality completely inundated with the thoughts of Christ. You walk in Him because you love Him. Yes. You are in Him and He is in you. How glorious that is. How glorious. We're members of His body, of His flesh, and of His bones. You know, the Bible says, don't you know that your bodies are the members of Christ? It says, don't you know that your physical bodies are the limbs of Christ? That means, don't you know that you are His hands and His feet? Don't you know? That's amazing. You are the extensions of Christ. You have to have that consciousness. Think what power that is. Listen, these are not assumptions. These are not earthly human mental conjectures. No. This is reality. This is truth. This is truth. They're not like those twinkle, twinkle little practicable, the practicable truths for life. That's why He tells us to meditate on them and have our minds, our mentality completely renewed through meditation. So you think the thoughts of God. If you think the thoughts of God, you will talk the talk of God. And the necessary result. Part of that is you will walk the walk of God. Didn't you read it? Enoch, the Bible says, walked with God. And he was not. For God took him. That's the journey of the church. We're going to walk so much with God. And it'll turn out just like it happened for Enoch. The Bible says before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God. He had the testimony that he pleased God. You're going to have a testimony that you're pleasing God in your life. And as that happens, the hour will come when we shall be translated from this earth as Enoch was translated from this earth according to the Bible. Don't forget it. And thirdly, I told you about completing the full preaching of the gospel to all nations. We're going to do it. This year is the year. This year is the year. We're going to complete the full preaching of the gospel to all nations. Make no mistakes about it. God is ready. The angels are ready. And so are we. It will be done. God's people are committed to it. It will be done. He says, in the day of his power, his people shall be willing. You're going to see it. It will be taken everywhere. Everywhere. Doesn't matter where. On the mountaintops. In the valleys below. In the dungeons. Where they are hidden. It doesn't matter. By the power of the Holy Ghost, there will be supernatural transportations. By the power of the Holy Ghost, we will find ourselves in places where we must be to make it happen. It will happen this year, 2025. We will complete the preaching, the full preaching of the gospel to all nations. You have to be a part of it. You have to be a part of it. It's going to happen anyway. Make up your mind, you're going to be a part of it. It's going to happen. Boy, it's going to happen. We were set up for this. You have to understand, these declarations that I bring to you have never been heard. Ask yourself, all your life long, did you hear a statement like this from anybody? You never heard it. Neither did you read it anywhere. You heard it for the first time ever when I told you. That must tell you something. You never heard it declared for any particular year that that was going to happen. But you've heard it for the first time. You think it came from men? No. So it's going to happen. It's going to happen. This is the year. And so that necessitates number four. And I told you about it. Expecting the Lord. Begin expecting him from this year. Start expecting him. I told you, from 2025, begin the countdown. Begin the countdown. Start expecting him. That means start living like he's coming. Start the countdown from now. He doesn't need anybody's permission. He's not going to be consulting, do I come or do I wait? He wouldn't require any government's negotiations. The rapture of the church will happen suddenly. Suddenly. But I always knew something. Ahead of the time, he will give us pointers. And I'm telling you, these are the pointers I'm giving you. These are the pointers I'm giving you. You cannot say you didn't have them. So it's going to happen. So I like to read whatever one of us should be hoping for in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. But Paul the Apostle declared at the end of his work, he knew he was done. He knew it. He knew it. He knew he was done. He knew it. I got to read this to you first. I got to read this to you. Go to Acts chapter, we'll come back to this. Go to Acts chapter 20 from verse 24. Hear what he said. But none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy. You see it? You can know what your course is in life. You can know when you're finished. He was determined to not be deterred. He says, none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify the gospel of the grace of God. He wanted to finish his course with joy. He said, I'm not going to be deterred by anything. I've made up my mind. None of these things move me. I'm not going to be afraid of anything, he said. None of these things move me. And I don't even count my life dear unto myself. He says, because I want to finish my course with joy. I want to finish it joyfully. Okay? Then he went on and kept on doing the work of the ministry as led by the Holy Ghost. And finally, in 2 Timothy, where we're reading chapter 4 in verse number 7, he had done it. He says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. Hallelujah. He wanted to. He set his target to. And then when he had done it, he knew he had done it. He says, I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I've done it. I've done it. He says, I fought a good fight. He was done and he knew it. And look at the next part of it. Henceforth, there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Wow. Wow. Those who want to see him come back. I want to see him come back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In that day, it's going to be like this. I want to read it to you. First Corinthians chapter 15. First Corinthians chapter 15. And we're reading from verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. You know, there are people who say everybody's going to die. Well, the Bible says not everybody's going to die. Some will, but others won't. It says, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. So whether they die or they don't, as long as they are in Christ Jesus, he says, they shall all be what? Changed. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment. This is how fast it's going to happen. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, and I explain this to you, and I'm going to explain it to you again soon during the Your Love World specials. I'll explain it to you again. And why? For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Hallelujah. Okay, lastly, First Thessalonians chapter 4 from verse 16. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. How loud is that shout going to be? He shouted once on earth. The only time he shouted, a dead man came back to life. When he shouted on earth, one dead man came back to life. The Bible says Jesus cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus! And it says he that was dead came back to life. When he shouts from heaven, what will happen? The Bible says he shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. Huh. That's going to be something. Look what happened. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Look at the next. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Blessed be God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Yes, you're set for 2025. And you're going to win and win and win and win. You're going to be so prosperous, complete and entire, wanting nothing. Londarabaga satarabha kondalabahaya regesota karaba kasia likaraba kondalagaronde gesto salahaya. Speaking tongues right there, speaking tongues, speaking tongues. Shelo grando la gronda la hagra haste sarihates langre ni la ragosta shalamante. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, it's so important that we speak in tongues. Make up your mind this year, you're going to speak in tongues more than ever before. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, look at verse 18 to understand how important. Hear what Paul the apostle said to the Corinthian church. He says, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than ye all. What? He so spoke in tongues, he knew he spoke more than that whole church in Corinth. And that church was the church that boasted themselves about the gifts of the Spirit. He said, I thank my God I speak with tongues more than ye all. Wow. I wonder how often he was speaking in tongues. Well, as to let us know